Blog Talk Radio.
I am the naughty elf still for a couple more days.
Good morning to you, naughty elf. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everyone. On Fridays, I am Mickey. We get the knees until your toes curl.
Good morning to you, everybody. And good morning to you, Queen Rich Sister.
Good morning, everyone. Just here for a short while. And that was me with the background. Okay. My apologies.
Okay. Well,
and of course,
I was going to mute next. I was going down the list.
And of course, on Fridays, I am Sexy Angel.
Good morning to you, Sexy Angel. And last but not least, of course, good morning to you, Queen Zuela.
Good morning, queens and kings out there. It is another Freaky Friday, and on Freaky Fridays, I am Dominatrix Z, Princess Side Chick, but not to you, Stephanie.
I had to slide that in on the
last show of the year.
That was a good one. All right, that's good.
It's all good. So don't mute me. I'm gonna behave. I promise.
I will. If I would have known, I would have muted you in time. I didn't have my hand on the button on the cursor to real quick. All right, it is our last Freaky Friday of the year of 2022. We got two more days before. Well, a day actually. Tomorrow's the 31st, New Year's Eve, and then the 1st. So we'll break out the new year in 2023 on January 3rd, I believe. Yeah, that'll be our first show, January 3rd, Hot Topic Tuesdays. We'll return back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into our music segment, our three play. I want to do a Love It and Leave It, but then, you know, the new music, I was looking at the new music that came out in 2022. It's a trip because there's no one on the charts that we listen to, you know, that we grew up on. I mean, it's like new music is not coming from our era, not often, I must say, unless they are. If they are independent and they're not on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's so crazy. So when I was browsing through it, I was like, wow, I hardly know any of these people. I mean, I've heard of them. Of course, Chris Brown is on there. Adele is on there. Just, you know, Raisha Murder, Megan Trainor, which we did play her last week, The Weeknd, Nickelback. Oh, Eve is on there. But other than that, I don't see anything. So I'm just going to go ahead and just randomly, you know, just play something. You know, you got one that's going into the new year. Yesterday, we played Male Men Favorites. It's what's in our playlist, and I wanted to play some Alexander O'Neal, so I'm going to play some of that. I'm going to start it off with him this morning. Yeah.
Great choice.
So, yeah. Now, Alexander O'Neal, I'm pissed because on iTunes, some of his songs are not available. So I have to go to YouTube for the ones that I want. I don't know if it's because of, I don't know, he didn't write the music or whatever. I don't know, but I know that some of his albums are not on there, which is sad.
Was it maybe the earlier albums when he was with Flight Time?
Yeah, it was the first two albums.
Yeah.
Exactly correct. Let me turn on my Bluetooth. And go to here. Anyway, I love Sunshine, but I also love my favorite.
I'm When we first arrived at St. Jude, it was just
Claire and I. And I go through commercials there. That's the song I was looking for. Unfortunately, it's not on I'll have to go back to YouTube for that one. Where is it? Edit. Yep, this is how this Freaky Friday, December the 30th, is going. The internet is sucking over here today because the wind was blowing. It's like really dark here in L.A., raining. Went from beautiful weather to crazy weather.
Bye.
I'm going to play your, play that song next, but I know that Sexy Angel has to exit at 7. So, Sexy Angel, before you get up out of here, being as this is our last show of the year, 2022, did you want to say something? Your farewells to 2022. Hello?
She must be in a noisy background somewhere and can't go on.
Okay. All right. Well, I will go on to the next joint.
That's an oldie but goodie. I requested if you can even find it. That's
yeah, I'm
going to
look. I'll look for it after I play this one.
All right. Come on, come on, come on.
All right. Ballot Emotions 2022. Leaving 2022. Now, Zoila, is it summer heat or summer set? Because I can't find summer sunset. I can only find summer heat.
Oh, okay. No, it's summer sunset.
Summer sunset?
Yeah, and it was the B-side to, they had another hot song back in the 70s, but I remember it being on a 45 on the B-side. But never mind.
Let me see it. On YouTube. Okay, let's hear. 1976, Summer Sunset. I mean, Southern Sunset. Is that it? Southern Sunset?
Yeah, my bad. I said summer. You're right.
You Southern Sunset, and then they have Summer Heat. So you just got a little mixed up. Let me see if it's on iTunes then.
I did. It's early. Wait, it's early and I'm old. So combine those two.
Okay. You know, Brick is off the chain. I love Brick right now. They have this new guy in front. I believe his name is Chris. He's probably in his 30s. I mean, he does an amazing show. I mean, they still have the older guys in there, too, but the show, the overall show, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
They are really good.
Yeah. I would love to see this.
He brings some heat. I got some video. He brings the heat. Southern Sunset. Let's see what that is. And you know I believe that's Jazzy Faye's dad. James Alexander is Jazzy Faye's dad who started with Brick.
Oh really? I never knew that.
Yeah. Let me see, Southern Sunset. some Whit up in there. Don't play Whitney a lot here. Got to start playing more of Whitney's music. All right, y'all, good morning. Good morning to people who just joined us. I see people on the board. Good morning to you. Welcome to Queens in the Morning. It is Freaky Friday. And what is it? December the 30th. This is our last Friday, our last Freaky Friday, our last show of 2022.
You know what I said?
No.
I said it's New Year's Eve, Eve.
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve, Eve. Yep, you're right. So any plans, any freaky plans, any strange plans, any weird plans for you guys for the Queens this weekend? Sexy Angel is gone. Rich Sister, we'll see you next year, Rich Sister, Sexy Angel. Good morning to you, Michael. I see Michael Gay. Naughty Elf. Any weird
Naughty
sexy
Elf will be plans? Making money as the new year comes in because I will be at work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you're at work.
Getting paid for small bucks.
Okay,
not
so you're in the new year working. What about you? Make you weak at the knees? Any freaky, weird, strange plans for you this weekend?
No. Excuse me. Nope, not at all. Just a busy week next week, but I think I'm all looking forward to it. Yeah. Like I watch the ball drop, I could care less about that. And say, all right, my God, wake me up for next year. Keep moving.
Yep. Nothing grateful that another year.
Okay.
What about you, Big Trick Z? What you got planned? Or freaky, weird, strange happening next week?
Well, I don't have anything freaky or strange going on. You know, I'm just going to have a very peaceful, reflective new year, bringing that in. So my daughter has to work, so I will be, number one, either by myself in front of the TV watching the different celebrations come in around the world. Or I do have a couple of friends who live here. I haven't really touched base with them since Christmas, so I'll see if they have anything going on, like, at home, because I'm not trying to, like, go out. I'm not trying to be out on them streets because it's going to be crazy. Yeah, I want to be safe and alive, most importantly. So that's it.
Yep.
That's the goal. Mm-hmm.
Like, yesterday we learned that the most accident, or no, that was the theft. Thefts of automobiles are on New Year's Eve, or New Year's, I think it was, one of the two. But yeah, Michael Gay says he'll be sleeping on the floor just before midnight. Okay.
On the floor, would you care to explain that?
Yeah. Why are you on the floor, Michael? Why are you not in a bed? Okay.
We'll just roll with it.
It is Freaky Friday, okay? So I get it. All right, Mike. I forgot your Freaky Friday name, Michael. You know, people on the board, if you want to hit the number one, you could definitely let us know what you have planned, what's going on. I mean, it is like the weather out here just went, did a whole 180, y'all. It's like so dark and rainy. At least right now it is. Yesterday, the weather was very cold and rainy. Staying in the house might be a good look. I don't know where, you know, what the weather is around the world, but here in L.A., it is planning to be, let's see, in L.A., we have, at least Long Beach is going to be nice. So, and that's a trick because Long Beach is not too far from here. Here it's going to be cloudy, and then we got 30% chance of rain tonight all the way, all through the night. It's, you know, just showers. And then coming up on Saturday, is that New Year's Eve? Yeah. So 100% of rain on that day. And then on Sunday, actually, on New Year's Day, it's going to be nice.
Okay.
It's going to be cold but sunny. So I like it when it's cold and the sky is just really beautiful. It's clear. I saw something that I thought was very strange and weird, and it was about a little two-year-old getting sucked up by a hippopotamus. And luckily, there was somebody nearby. A hippo swallows a two-year-old boy and spits him out. Of course, this was in Uganda, because you don't see hippopotamus pretty much here. But in Uganda, a two-year-old boy was swallowed by a hippo and then spit back out after a witness pelted the animal with stones, according to the police. The police said the attack happened in April, but it wasn't reported by officers until Monday. Officials said the two-year-old boy was identified as Iga Paul. Police said Iga was playing at his home when the hippo grabbed him by the head and swallowed half of his body. Police credited
wow.
a nearby witness, Crispus Bagonzo, who saved the boy after he threw stones at the hippo and scared it, caused it to release the two-year-old from its mouth. Officials said that Iga was rushed to the clinic and then taken to a hospital for further treatment. But they said the boy will fully recover. He's going to fully recover. But they had to get him a vaccination for rabies.
Now, yeah.
Could you imagine being swallowed mm-hmm. by a...
No, that's really terrifying. And it's weird because they say that happened in April, so most likely he is already fully recovered, I would hope. But from
yeah.
what I understand, they say the rabies shot is really, really painful.
Really?
So,
I never had to get one. I wonder if it is.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, that the rabies shot is very painful.
Wow.
For what reason? Probably it's like an anti-venom kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that, don't you remember growing up, I used to always be afraid to, you know, I love dogs, but you think about the ones that lived on the, you know, when we were young, you would see dogs walking around the street. Am I the only one who's seen this or...
Oh, no, they walked out everywhere, freely. It was rare to see dogs on leashes back then. I'm glad they got leash laws now, though.
The only dog I was truly afraid of as a child was those darn Afghan yeah. hounds, because those things were as tall as me.
They were huge. But We had an Afghan. He was huge. It was a white one. He was very big, but very nice dog. We had a Doberman. But I'm tripping off of the fact, you guys, that we actually had dogs would be walking around the streets freely
yeah.
without being picked up. You can't,
oh, yeah.
like a dog cannot be freely walking around. You know, cats get away with it because it's harder to catch them. But dogs, no. You're not going to see that. According to National Geographic, hippos' deadly strength makes them one of Africa's most dangerous animals. It is estimated that as many as 500 to 3,000 humans die from hippo attacks each year.
Oh, my.
And although they are vegetarians, but they get very aggressive when they sense danger. So they'll eat your ass if they sense any danger. But you notice when they're used in animation, they're very nice animals. Good morning
right.
to you, Golden Gay. Happy New Year's Eve or whatever.
Happy New Year's Eve, as I heard someone say.
Yeah. Happy New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Hippos are, very dangerous. No, to explain that, sleeping on the floor because too much shooting going on.
Oh.
And I don't want to be a victim of any shots coming through no walls or anything.
No, that's not funny, but it is funny. Okay.
Well, no, it's true. Because I lived in Birmingham some time ago, and, you know, it's central time there, right? So when it would hit midnight in Georgia, when it would hit midnight in Georgia, well, you know, everybody's watching New Year's Rockin' Eve and all that stuff, you know, the Eastern time. So people in Birmingham will start shooting then at 11 o'clock their time. Then when it would hit midnight in Birmingham, they start shooting again. And some fools will be up until it turns midnight on the West Coast, and they start shooting again.
Yeah.
So it's just an all-night, you know, shot fired.
And it's not really based off of where you live, because everywhere you're at, you're going to hear, well, I know I do, even here in the West Valley, you hear
mm-hmm.
gunshots on New Year's Eve when the New Year's
right.
it's midnight. So I get why you're on
the floor. What he's saying is they're celebrating New Year's each time it happens in each time zone. Like
correct.
Me, I started doing on Facebook where I say Happy New Year's at 9 o'clock to the people on the
right.
East Coast. I say Happy New
right.
Year's at 10 o'clock to the people in the central time zone. And, you know, I did that at Christmas time, too. I did this past Christmas. I told everybody Happy New Year's according to what time zone they were in. And
yeah.
I was confused about Rich's sister because for some reason I thought she was in Texas, but she's in Georgia.
Yeah.
And she told me I was late on her.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there have been some accidents, you know, from folks, you know, many years back, a young boy was killed in church. A bullet came through the roof. And I don't know how true it is, but I was told that in some states, you better not need any help from the police because if the officer is riding alone, a lot of them are told to park underneath an underpass because that's unfortunately an opportune time to shoot, you know,
wow.
or get shot. And just yesterday here in Georgia, a sheriff, a deputy here in Georgia was found dead in his police car, shot to death, but it looked like he was in an accident also, and they're still looking for the shooters. So
yeah,
I'm sorry,
stuff.
not his police car, his personal car. And it was at 4:30 in the morning, so that kind of makes mm-hmm. you kind of wonder where was he at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, maybe he was doing some off duty surveillance of
right.
his woman's house or his side chick house.
You never can tell.
Yeah.
Well, not on New Year's, but once on the 4th of July, I was the victim of people shooting the guns off. My rear window of my Ford Explorer that I had at the time got shattered by gunshot.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
so,
was outside?
No, I mean, I said my vehicle was shot. I was in the house.
Oh.
On the morning of July 4th, my niece called me and said, "What happened to your window?" I'm like, "It's nothing wrong with my window." She's like, "Yeah, it's shattered." And I went out, and my whole back window of my Ford Explorer was completely shattered, and there was a bullet hole in the panel. I guess it impacted, you know, right about where I guess the mechanism is for the window or the bottom of the window, and the whole window got shattered. I had to replace that window. So,
yeah.
No, I've never been shot personally, but my vehicle got shot.
We're in the vehicle at the time. No, wow. Yeah.
I was in my house.
Beautiful.
I probably was asleep when it happened. But, yeah, I got a rude awakening on July 4th that I had to go and replace a window.
Wow.
You know, one of the big windows, you know.
I didn't, you know, that's a trip. I really don't think about that until the night of it, you know, happening. But when you said on the floor, Michael, I didn't think about that. That's the reason why. Yeah, you want to be on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Low to the ground. You see in the movies, whenever there's some shooting, what they do, they hit the floor.
Right.
Yeah.
They hit the floor.
That's the safest place. And also, you don't have to worry about being shot by no police entering the wrong building to do you know, a warrant arrest, you know, because didn't somebody get shot in their bed when the police were shooting at somebody else? That was a few years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I recall many years ago, a buddy of mine, we were going to, this is back in high school days, we were going to a party, and it was just hit midnight, and we parked in the parking lot, we were getting out the car to go to the house, and we heard this, it sounded almost like raindrops, you know, the raindrops hit real hard. You know, like they say, what goes up must come down. I still believe that was buckshot that was coming back down from someone shooting in the distance. Luckily, we didn't get hit, but, yeah, it can happen.
I remember reading a story about a lady, her family. I think she was from L.A., too, how she was, something happened on New Year's. She got shot. She ended up, they were shooting in the air, and she ended up getting hit, though, at the end of the day and dying. Yeah, so it's not, yeah, when you think about it, you know, the safest place is possibly in your house on the floor. And that is
it all makes sense,
yeah. Be on the floor, know when the countdown, you know, once the countdown is over, you might, you know, because you'll hear it. You definitely will hear it.
Okay, well, everybody pray for me because my job, the office that I sit in, is right in the front, and there's nothing between me and the outside except for glass, so I guess I'll be laying on the floor at work.
You should. I'm telling you. If that window ain't bulletproof, then, yeah, I would be cautious about it. At least that. Cause
I just in downtown Oakland, so I guess I should always be laying on the floor at work. But the problem is, when I get down there, it's real hard for me to get back up.
Well, no, I mean, you know, this is one day that you know something, you know, it's going to be some gunshots ringing off. It's just a true fact. Wherever you at, I don't care where you at. Even Beverly Hills, they probably, I'm sure they shoot off out there too. It's a tradition that people do, and they don't care. You know, they tell you they have these PSAs, do not shoot, but people still do it because they don't really don't care. Half of them are drunk, and then a lot of people who's out there Ubering and Lyft. Oh my gosh, I really feel bad for them because people are throwing up. They, you know, they're just rude. I would never drive on that day, even though they probably make the most money. But if I did it, I would never do it. So, and then all the stuff that's happening on the East Coast with these blizzards is just even worse. It's just all kind of crazy stuff happening. I want to go on the New Year being, with some good things. I'm going to take off some of these, your notifications. Do you notice that they're not positive? I don't care what you follow. A lot of the stuff is not positive. It's very negative. So
a lot of good news.
Yeah. I don't want to go to the new year being negative about anything. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm sorry. I was saying regarding weather, I heard you saying what the weather was going to be like in California. We just a few days ago, we were in the teens. We had a serious cold snap here and a little snow flurries. And, it was in the teens. Plus, you know, here they call it the wind chill factor. So it was like below. And this New Year's Eve, it's going to be 65 degrees.
That that's nice for you guys.
Yeah.
It's really nice for Atlanta, for Georgia, I would think, right?
65? Yeah, this time of year, definitely. Yeah. After being in the down to 20.
Cold of it all. this one, at least Sunday, it says Sunday that it is going to be nice. So it's just going to be cold, which is 60. I could deal with that. You know, in L.A., that's cold weather, compared to people on the East Coast. They laugh at us because, so I get it. I had some questions of the day, so we'll throw in some questions of today for Freaky Friday. We'll end the show. What time do we got? We got plenty of time left. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that Candy Nuts showed up, a.k.a. Levi. I hope he's okay. It's that, being as that is our last show, I wanted to hear him here today. Anything you guys you're looking forward to for the new year? You, Michael Gay, anything special you trying to do or change? Are you into resolutions or is there something you look forward to? Any goals you have set? In other words, 23.
Well, of course, you know, one of my goals is looking at adding another show, make more money. Definitely,
yeah.
That's everybody's goal, pretty much, and not really nothing real huge. Just a better year than the year before. Just for every year to get better.
Well, you can always go back. Our shows were always pushing that. Get better, right? Make you weak at the knees and footprints.
Yep.
If anything, that is true. We got to get better at the end of the day. So I agree. Just trying to.
Everything can improve.
All right, y'all. Let's get into some of these questions. Some of these adult questions they are. I'm trying to
I'm
thinking about bringing Honey Hush back on Wednesday night. I've got a couple of people interested in being co-hosts on the show. So I would want two men. And another female, which I have another woman that I want to bring on there. And she, we do have, well, you know, two guys we may do it with. So I'm thinking about bringing back Honey Hush. I think this is something you said what?
That sounds like a nice format to have two from each, you know, two representatives of each perspective,
yeah.
You know, of the male perspective. Female
yeah.
perspective. That sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah. I know, what's his name? Jay Rao, he wanted to do a show like that, but he wanted to do it on a different platform. And
right.
at the end of the day, we couldn't find a platform different than, you know, very different than this one, Blog Talk. And it's a trip because Blog Talk is not as good as it used to be. It's like the listenership is not as high as it used to be. Yeah. When Periscope was around, that was a beautiful thing. If we could bring Periscope back.
Yeah, I miss Periscope.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Periscope was perfect. And I wonder why Twitter got rid of it. It's like it was the best program out there. All right, y'all, let's get into this. I'm going to ask everybody on the panel or a different question. It depends on what it is. No, we'll ask everybody's opinion. Let me see. I don't want to go to the same ones because I did mix them up. All right. Hold on, you guys. I think we did that one. All right, here we go. All right, Dominatrix Z, you and your partner are cuddled up on the couch. His mom bursts in with the key and, without speaking, starts cooking. What do you do? A, nothing. B, look at your boo for an explanation. C, plan your exit because things just got awkward. Or D, ask them to speak in private immediately.
That's all of the above, you know.
Okay.
I'm looking at my boo. I'm like, let's go to the bedroom and talk. And I'm gathering my things on the way. She can cook if she wants to, but I'm out. I mean, especially her busting in without speaking to me. Come on. No, it's time for me to leave, so.
Mama doing too much.
Yeah. Mama doing way too much.
Mama doing too much, y'all. All right.
Is this the Last Supper?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So she was preparing. But to bust in, yeah, that ain't good. All right, I'm going to ask you this, Naughty L. You're married to the love of your life. Oh, we did that one. Can't do that one.
Oh.
All right. Here we go. Choose one. Choose one. Live to age 100, paycheck to paycheck. Or B, live to age 60, filthy rich. I'm going to ask everybody that one.
I don't already have 60, but it would be 60.
Live to age 60, filthy rich?
Yep.
Wow. Make you weak at the knees?
Shit, I passed 62. I'm like, well, let me live to 100. To get that, I got things I need to do.
Okay. Dominatrix Z, what you doing?
Oh, I'm living to 100. I'm like, you know, I've been living paycheck to paycheck all these years. I'm like, well, let's keep going.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I would have to do paycheck. What about you, Michael Gay? What you doing?
I'm with Dominatrix because I'm 60 right now, so I would be dead come the first of the year if that was the case. I wouldn't be talking to you on the next week. Yeah, paycheck to paycheck because I'm doing that now.
Okay. Okay,
well,
right.
Yeah, and that's biweekly. That's biweekly. That's not every Friday.
All right. Oh, my gosh. All right, here we go. Everybody ask this one. Okay, I'm going to ask you first. Make you weak at the knees. One's got to go. I mean, one's got to stay. One's got to stay. A, feeling someone else's sneeze. B, feeling a roach crawl on you. C, smelling past gas. Or D, kissing cigarette breath. One's got to stay.
Lord, you know it definitely ain't going to be the roach thing because I don't do bugs. I'll fight King Kong, but put a bug on me, it's over. Let me see. One has got to stay. Which one?
Yeah.
I'll smell the fart. Forget it because that's only for a few seconds.
Yeah. I'm with you on the smell.
I'll be all twisted up in the face.
No. I could deal with the gas. I could deal with the fart. I'll get past it. What about you, Dominatrix Z? One's got to stay. Feeling someone else's sneeze? Or feeling a roach crawl on you? Or C, smelling past gas? Or D, kissing cigarette breath?
Like which one I can put up with?
Yes.
Right.
It's got to stay.
Well, I'm going to say the cigarette breath because I have kissed someone who smoked. I don't like it, but I'm just saying. Compared to the alternatives.
Okay. Naughty Elf, which one are you?
I just think differently from everybody. I would rather feel someone sneeze than smell someone's fart. It seems like the sneeze is faster than the fart to me to go away. And you can always just, you know, if you got hand sanitizer or, you know, wipes and stuff, you know, just wipe yourself off and go about your business.
Yeah. I would have chose sneeze, but I know I've smelled, I smell other people farts before. So it's like I just hold my nose and just move out the way. You know what I do? I'm always equipped with the little spray from Bed Bath & Beyond. Mm-hmm. Those little sprays will spray anything away.
Okay,
y'all. Michael Gay, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's a close one between the sneeze and the fart.
Yeah.
I'll have to go with the fart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it made me think of Eddie Murphy when he told the joke about, you know, because people want to smell other people's fart. You want to grade the fart, you know, see if it was as bad as it. So I'll go with the fart.
All right. Okay, this is going to you, Naughty L, first. You and your partner of 3 years are looking up your ancestry and realize that you're also second cousins. Nobody else, not even family, knows. What do you do? A, break things off, or B, remain in a relationship with your cousin?
Well, being that I can no longer produce children, I would remain in the relationship.
Okay.
You guys would never speak of it again.
3 years in, make you weak at the knees. What you doing?
Oh, Lord. Damn. Wait a minute. What are the responses again? Is that just threw me
break
for
things
a
off? Break things off or remain in a relationship with your cousin?
Break things off.
Okay. Yep. 3 years in. Gone. You done did everything. Almost.
Yep. You better not tell nobody. I didn't know you was my people. I didn't know you was my people, but you better not tell nobody.
He won't be your cousin, huh?
Oh, my God.
I channeled Dominique Z mouse thing with the knife. I'll cut you. I'll bleed you real bad.
Okay.
I can't unsee that. Every time I just think about that, I fall out.
Yeah.
Now I got to touch you.
All right, Dominique, what you doing?
Well, first, I'm going to throw up. Second, we got to break it off. I'm like, ew, 3 years
oh
I've been
God.
Doing this. It's over. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to be able to carry that on. I mean, with new information comes new responsibilities.
Okay.
I'll be like, hey, it was nice while it lasted, but now we know better.
Yeah.
We got to move along, so.
Yeah, I got to move. I got to keep it pushing. Like you said, it was cool. And now I'm, like, kind of grossed out in my own mind about what I did. So
exactly.
I didn't know, but it's grossing me out. What are you doing, Michael Gay?
That's a tough one, but yeah, I'm gonna have to break it off. No matter how good it was, baby, we gotta say bye bye.
Gotta say bye bye. Bye bye.
That's too close. Though I did start talking to a young lady and come to find out she was my cousin's my cousin 8 times removed, thanks to her aunt. Yeah, her mother didn't think it was any problem, but she's like, nah, y'all kin.
I think if you 8 times removed, then I would probably stay.
Yeah, that's far enough removed.
Yeah.
But every now and then I get the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as I'm past the age of making, like you said, Dill, you're making babies. I'm not trying to have no babies, y'all. All right, so the next question is, I'm trying to go find a good one. Okay, here's a good one.
Oh, no.
Matrix Z, I'm going to start with you. Mm-hmm. How would you tell a love interest their breath stinks? Did we do this one?
Sounds like we did.
I think we did.
Okay, let me go past that one.
Yeah, because,
at the age I'm at, I just feel like, you know, you're cutting up a little bit. You might want to go gargle or something, brush,
yeah,
whatever.
This one, because the answer, yeah, the choices are different. It was chew gum until they aggro some and then hand them the whole pack or bean. We didn't do this one.
I think we did, because I said I went to school with this brother and sister.
I remember,
and
it was
they
something.
Had the worst breath. I mean, you
yeah.
give them a mint, and the mint just say, "I surrender." Give them some gum, the gum just fall out. And, you know, it always was right at lunchtime, and they'd walk up to you, and everybody tried to, you know, eat their lunch real fast because, you know, your stomach turned. So, I mean, it was awful, rotten gut or something.
Yeah,
and they always, ha ha, I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Be stankin' brow. Now, it says right here, B, would you mention your dental plan, then ask them if they have one? Because you have to choose between these. Or ask them, what did you eat 2 days ago? Or D, fall back, no warning. So how would you tell a love, this is a love interest, that they breath stinks? So A, do you tell them you chew gum until they ask for some, then hand them the whole pack? Or B, mention your dental plan, then ask if they have one? Or C, ask them, what did you eat 2 days ago? Or D, fall back, no warning.
Oh, my gosh. Well, because they're a love interest, like, I really like this person, obviously, I'm not going to ask what they ate 2 days ago. That's deep. That cuts real deep. the gum thing is, you know, that's more real. Yeah, that's more realistic.
Yeah.
You know.
The nicest response on here, I would think. But you got to hand them the whole pack.
The whole pack, exactly. Because they're going to look at me and say, so what are you trying to say? And that's going to open the floodgates. I'm trying to say.
The whole pack.
Like, you need to freshen up, so. No brush or something.
Brush. What would you say make you weak at the knees? It has to be one of those responses.
Oh, crap. I want to put my own up in there. But, like Dominic said, I'd probably hand them the gum and pray that their breath doesn't wrestle the gum out, you know. Because, you know, like I said, I have run across people whose breath conquers the gum, and the gum just say, I give up. I can't do it.
Naughty elf, which response are you telling him?
Yeah, waiting for them to ask for some gum takes too long. I would start talking about dental plans and dental work and, hey, you know, when the last time you've been to the dentist? You got a good dental plan? Yeah, let me recommend my dentist to you. Yeah,
I would say, yeah, that one, too. I would agree with you, because then you can make it, like, jokingly, but then not jokingly, like, you know, for real, babe, though. You know, your dental plan. Do you have one? Because you sure need to go find out what's happening. If it's really stinking like that, he needs to go to the dentist. Gum may not help him, but I get the gum situation, yeah. If I had to, I would choose the gum, but I would want to say, your dental, you know, mention your dental plan, then ask if they have one. I would want to say that, but I'm going to do letter A.
Right. I'd be like, here's the Listerine breath strips. Just feel free to keep the pack.
tell them to stick out their tongue, because some people don't brush their tongue and realize that that puts out, do you see that coating up on there? Run. And I'm like, you need a tongue scraper.
Michael Gay, which one are you doing?
Well, B and C seems like it will continue the conversation, so I don't want them to keep talking.
Yeah.
So I would have to go with A. And then as far as the part about what are you trying to say, well, I'm trying to you know, be nice. And this is a love interest, right? So, yeah, I will go with A.
Yeah.
But avoid the talking.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Until you finish this whole pack of gum, we ain't talking no more.
Lord.
And okay, hand them some floss.
Now, this is an actual question. Michael Gay, I'm going to go to you first. Name one reason to respect, trust, and appreciate Donald Trump.
Silence.
Crickets. And even the card has nothing there. A, B, C, D is blank, okay?
Wow.
Yeah. I can't think of one.
Oh, wait a minute. I got one. I'm sorry.
I do have one.
Well, okay. I'll say he did okay on The Apprentice.
Yeah, he did. You're right.
Right.
You respect what he did on The Apprentice, or you appreciate or trust?
I guess I respect what he did on there. It was a decent show. I thought it was entertaining. I'll put it that way. I thought it was entertaining with all the different celebrities and different people and stuff like that. That's about the best I can say.
Well, I do trust that he can make me laugh every time I see him. And he opened up his mouth. Seriously.
That's
he made laugh. I'm not going to even lie. I will watch him to laugh. Because his demeanor, his mannerism, everything about him was comedy. It was a comedy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed every time. So I have to say, you know, with Biden, I don't even watch Biden. I don't even know that he exists, you guys, to be honest with you. But he's there. Sleepy Biden is there. All right, y'all. Here's another one. What time we got? 12 minutes. Okay, we did that one. All right, we have to.
You know, I just wanted to add, I can't trust him, obviously, but I loved it when he called out lying Ted Cruz and little Marco Rubio.
Okay.
That was funny.
That was. Any of the other queens, Mickey, we got Denise, do you know of anything you trust or respect or appreciate about Donald Trump?
Ask me when he's taking his last breath. I'll appreciate that.
I know that's right. Well, I was going to say two things. One, he gave comedians a lot of material every time he opened his mouth, and I love comedy. And number two, there has never been representation for orange people before, but he has represented the orange people very well.
That's a good one.
That hair swoop, everything about him.
I'm just getting ready to say, and he represented the people with bad toupees.
Yes. That hair swoop was amazing. Just the way he acted. I mean, his whole body movement. Yeah. This was weird. All right. Here's one right here, guys. You meet the perfect person for you, fall in love, and then they tell you they have a pornographic online alter ego. What do you do? A, make them choose alter ego or you, or B, stay and support their pornographic ambition, or C, love them in spite of it, or D, leave? Okay, we're going to go to you, Nadia.
Ooh, that's a tough one. And the reason why it's a tough one is because it says this, their alter ego. So what I would want to make sure is that I'm not going to make no guest appearances in any of their social media stuff. And if that's the case, if I'm not going to make any guest appearances in their social media stuff, I'd probably stay, with the caveat being is that I'm also hoping that none of my friends find out. That would be the thing that I wouldn't be able to stand, I think, if my friends knew that my boo was this super, super, super freak. No, right. He can be a super freak, but he'd be too super.
Okay. All right. I love the transparency. Okay. Dominatrix Z, what are you doing? You meet the perfect person for you, fall in love, and then they tell you they have a pornographic online alter ego. What do you do? Make them choose?
Well, I would just say, even though I really obviously like or love this person, but now that I'm just now finding out, or this person's just admitting their thing, they could have told me that in the beginning. But since they're doing it now, I'm leaving, because that means they have other issues. And you cannot be on a public platform with that mess and still be with me. I'm sorry. There's other people out there, or I can be by myself. Now, if it was just a private thing between us, okay, that's fine. But no. Social media? Oh, hell no. You got issues, dude. Bye.
Yep.
I'm out.
I would have to leave, or he would have to choose. And I know if he chose the alter ego, that would be fine with me. Make you weak at the knees. What are you doing?
Well, I have to make sure I wasn't muted. That I had to mute myself, which I'm famous for. What would I do? I'm going to fall back with Dominatrix Z. And hop on right beside her and say,
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Baby got to go. Michael K., what are you doing?
That is a tough one, but I'll have to say she would have to choose. I think she would have to choose. Because I'd hate for us to be in the grocery store and every other guy that walked by and say, hey, don't I know you? You know, I hate for that shit to happen. And if she does want to choose, then it has to be bye-bye. Because she's online, right? You know,
right,
in the grocery store. Hey, I know you.
Yeah.
You look familiar.
Yeah. I couldn't.
And they're not looking at her face either. You know, they're looking at her body. They ain't even looked in her face, but she's saying that, you know, that they know her.
They recognize her.
Her tattoo. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry about the noise. I'm just rolling up. Ouch.
All right. So we got a couple of minutes. Anything you guys want to say before the new year? Naughty Elf, before we get cut off? I'm going by the studio time, as I always do.
Okay. Happy New Year to everybody. Be better in 2023. I'm wishing everybody a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2023.
All right. Make you weak at the knees.
Have a happy New Year, everybody. Gain the confidence to speak up when you see things that are wrong. Take action. Don't be afraid to help, considering, what the situation is. But just be more cognitive and listen to even your neighbors. Somebody may be in trouble. Just be better than you were the moment before.
New Year. Dwayla, get yours in. Dominatrix Z.
Everyone have a happy and safe New Year. Please be safe out there. I'll see you in 2023.
See you guys next year. Be safe, y'all. Happy New Year.
Fingers from the ring. Jealousy. A little greed. I've been thinking of what I need. I need a freak to hold me tight. I need a freak every day and every night. I need a freak to keep me wet. I need a freak to be my home computer set. I need a